You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Tom, David Moyes was outspoken after Sunderland's 4-1 loss at Burnley. Called the loss dire, and he now says that he's not sure the club will be able to attract good players in the transfer window, which is a bizarre statement to come out with publicly. It reminds me of when he said earlier in the season they didn't have the quality to stay up, and that was after just two games in charge of the club. If he's saying he's not sure they're going to be able to attract quality players, quality players won't want to go there.
Well, they're not going to be able to attract them because they're not going to pay any money for anybody. So they're not going to be able to get quality players. I mean, you know, let's be right. You know, Sam Allardyce last year performed the great escape, but he did it because he got the transfer window absolutely spot on. You know, the players that they signed effectively kept them up. And it's just not going to happen for Sunderland this year. You know, I mean, you're looking at Swansea there. You know, Paul Clements coming in. You know, they're saying they're going to have a little bit of money to spend. Hull City are in disarray at the top. I don't think they'll be spending or bringing in many players. And Sunderland too, you know, they're not going to be able to attract any players, whereas you think Palace will strengthen under Allardyce. You know, the owners always give them money. Middlesbrough are going to be in the market again. You know, Steve Gibson will back Karanka there just to bring in one or two players. Leicester will be all right. So I just think the bottom three are the bottom three, and I think Sunderland have absolutely no hope. I gave them a sniff a few weeks ago, but the manner of performances, and particularly the defending at Burnley, they had to go there and get a point. They had to. And they absolutely collapsed. Defensively, they were so bad. And the Liverpool players will be watching that game and absolutely licking their lips. Do you know what? I was looking at Liverpool. I was trying to get a handle on Liverpool. So I started looking at their sort of recent Premier League results. I actually did a little bit of research here, which I know will surprise you both. But since the start of October, Liverpool have scored 28 goals, okay, against the bottom 10 teams, or teams that were in the bottom 10 when they played. So they're a team that have two contrasting styles, really. So victories like 4-2 against Crystal Palace, 6-1 against Watford, the 4-3 defeat against Bournemouth, but, you know, they still scored goals. You know, 3-0 away to Middlesbrough. There was 2-2 against West Ham, 4-1 against Stoke. So this is, you know, they're a team that will concede and score goals. Your favourite bet, Dave. You know, Liverpool win a both teams score against those kind of sides. But they've shown a different style. You know, 0-0 against Manchester United, 0-0 against Southampton, beat Everton 1-0 in the dying seconds, beat Manchester City 1-0. They're actually keeping clean sheets in the games against the better sides, or the teams that they have to, you know, will feel that are more of a threat to them. But Sunderland, of course, aren't in that bracket, which leads me to think it's going to be the type of Liverpool performance we've seen time and time again. So a Liverpool win of both teams to score is good at 2-1. You can look at four or more goals in a game and a Liverpool victory, whatever you want to think. But I think Liverpool smash Sunderland. But I just think there's that nagging doubt that they'll probably concede, and it'll probably be Jermaine Defoe, maybe a late consolation like he got at the weekend.
Yeah, you could have a look at Jermaine Defoe to score and Liverpool to win in this game. They are short at 1-3, Derek, Liverpool, but I've been so impressed with them, and it's always interesting to analyse Jurgen Klopp's style, and it does work better. I've mentioned this on the podcast numerous times when Roberto Firmino's in that number 9 role, because they can exert maximum pressure. He works so hard, and that translates backwards through the rest of the team as well.
He does. That's why he's in the squad. In the team, and Daniel Sturridge isn't. I have to say, I mean, Firmino has been great, but the last two or three games he's shown a big downturn for him. So I wouldn't be watching Liverpool over him at the moment, because he's gone off the boil. Liverpool will win this game, but 1-3. I don't think I've ever backed Liverpool at such a sure price away from home. I don't think I've ever seen them at such a sure price away from home. The reason for that is that they're playing a full strength Sunderland side. You might just about give them a game, but this is a Sunderland side that's been hit by a series of long-term injuries. They've lost the keeper now. He was their main shining star. He's out for weeks. And you look at the squad there, and you think, half the names that's going to be in the first 11. I don't even know who they are. They're in real trouble, and Liverpool will win this fixture. Now, I'm not telling anybody anything there. 1-3, they should do. What I will tell you, just before the game on Saturday, the Man City game, I saw the Liverpool team news, and I was actually going to text you lads and say, get on Wijnaldum to score the first goal.
Really?
Because I thought, yeah, honest to God, because Emre Can was playing, and I thought, well, that will release Wijnaldum a little bit. He'll be playing a little bit further forward now, because that's where he's at his most dangerous in my eyes. He's been playing in a deep lying role all season and been playing unbelievably well. I didn't get on, and of course he scored the first goal. There's a chance that he played the same role in this game if Chan's still playing. The reason I'm bringing this up, by the way, is that to score at any time, James Milner, the left back, is 3-1, the same price as Wijnaldum, who got off the mark at the weekend and said afterwards, I still fancy myself to score 10 goals for Liverpool this season. So maybe he's had the wire from Klopp that he might be going a bit, you know, he might be playing a bit further forward. he's a better bet than Milner to score. Let's put it that way. And at the same odds. And they're playing against a Sunderland defence that I could score against. So I'm having that as my main bet. Wijnaldum to score at any time, 3-1.
He's a home bird, isn't he, Wijnaldum?
Yeah, I know. He never scores away from home,
doesn't he? I know they have away here, but he does, doesn't he? Historically, when he was with Newcastle.
Exactly, and he scored two for Liverpool, both at home. But he's a class player. I've been telling everybody in Liverpool, Wijnaldum is the unsung hero of Liverpool this season. Every time I've seen him, he's been man of the match, never gets any praise. And on Saturday against City, it was his worst game I've seen him have, and he got man of the match. What's going on?
Acca 5 is William Hill's new Acca insurance. It means if you have a 5 selection accumulator and one lets you down, you'll get your money back as a free bet. And it's available across all sports. Acca 5, exclusive to William Hill. T's and C's apply.